KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com. Happy trails
to you. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. One of the big latest developments, of course, is the Great Redwood Trail. That was put together by SB 1029, which has been signed into law by the governor. Now, there have been some small hurdles along the way. One of them was a lawsuit between the NCRA and Friends of the Eel and Alternatives for Toxins, but that is now on the precipice of getting wrapped up. So joining us today, we've got Carol Vandermeer, who's pulling all this together, our co-host today, and Stephanie Tidwell of Friends of the Eel River. Good morning, all.
Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. So this is pretty exciting. I know this was long before, of course, the before 1029 was even proposed. There was this this issue between NCRA and Friends of the Eel. Why don't you get us up to speed about what that was, Stephanie?
Well, sure. So Friends of the Eel River actually filed suit in 2011. About the harm that the rail line had been causing to the Eel River Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, Californians for Alternatives to Toxics also filed a separate suit. And the issue was their environmental impacts. And basically, the NCRA had undertaken an environmental impact report to assess the problems
mm-hmm.
associated with rebuilding the rail line, which was essentially falling apart and hadn't run in a very long time, and then decided that they didn't actually have to follow California environmental law, that as a agency associated with, you know, federal railroad law, that supposedly preempted the California Environmental Quality Act and their requirement to comply with that. And so we filed suit on that to protect our river from the ongoing harms, and it wound its way through the courts, and ultimately we won in California State Supreme Court in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
The NCRA board, you know, with its, you know, kind of myopic focus on its mission, refused to take that loss, and they actually tried to appeal it to the U.S. Supreme Court. They filed a petition
wow.
for the U.S. Supreme Court to hear it, and they declined to hear it. And as you know, our core systems are vastly complicated. So it then got kicked back to the California Superior Court, where, you know, the most recent news you probably saw mm-hmm. was that fees were awarded in support of the U.S. State Supreme Court.
Now, of course, since SB 1029 passed and NCRA is now in transition, they've now accepted this. Is that correct?
They have. And so what happened last week was the NCRA board voted 5-0 with one abstention
mm-hmm.
to do something called decertifying their environmental impact report, which was the nut at the middle of the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had been in negotiations for a while on kind of hammering out the details of that settlement. And so those pieces have been completed now. And so, you know, we're absolutely thrilled to have this issue resolved so that we can all move forward positively together.
Fantastic. So what exactly does getting this settled mean as far as the Great Redwood Trail goes?
It you know, it really just, quite frankly, it acknowledges the writing on the wall that nobody's ever going to build a railroad through the Eel River Canyon again
mm-hmm.
and gets us started to the place where we can do something called rail banking,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, conserving the right-of-way for public use, including the possibility for some rail in the future in places where it might be appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So the NCRA is now in a position to where it can actually complete this process. And that really goes in tandem with SB 1029, which I keep calling the Great Redwood Trail Act, but, you know, the name was actually changed at the end to the NCRA Closure and Transition to Trails Act.
Okay.
Quite a mouthful. This is the key part of them being able to work with the state legislature and with, you know, the budget office and with the California Transportation Commission to complete this pivot.
Okay. Well, that's good. So how long is this transition between NCRA and the new entity expected to last? A couple of years?
Yeah. So the law went into effect January, over the first day of business was second, mm-hmm. I believe.
Okay.
And it's 2 years. And a lot of it, you know, is essentially the NCRA was bankrupt.
Right.
They never got the massive funding that they needed to, you know, comply, not only rebuild their line, but comply with environmental laws, deal with their outstanding debts. So the stuff that's going on right now, there's a lot of basically forensic accounting going on, figuring out what the assets are, what the liabilities are. Just last week, another piece of the budget pie made it through the Senate Budget Committee for doing that sort of assessment, as well as $1 million for a very initial trail feasibility study.
Okay. Now, I understand that you just recently rafted in the Eel River Canyon, in the Eel River, and got a chance to see it from the riverside of things, correct?
We did. And you know, it's really phenomenal, just stunningly gorgeous landscape.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also incredibly erosive. You know, the Eel River is second only to the Mississippi in terms of the sediment that it carries.
Right.
And so when they punched that railroad, the beginning of the 1900s through the Eel River Canyon, you know, it took them many years. It was a decade before they were even able to open the thing because things kept blowing out. And so it's a really wild, difficult access landscape. And the railroad track follows it the entire way. You know, the tunnel through Island Mountain is a mile long. And so you see twisted railroad tracks, you know, big blowouts of hillsides. There's train cars in the river.
They're still there, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's one whole, pretty much an entire train. There's a group of like 4 upside down train cars in the river that are still connected to each other. There's a
wow.
couple other random ones along the way. You know, I remember when I first started working on this issue, I saw a list of all the years that the railroad was closed through there because of blowouts. So it's like, it seems like it would have been easier for them to just list the ones that were open.
You know, it's interesting. I actually had the opportunity to talk to a gentleman who worked on the rail line in the 50s when it was open. And he said it was remarkable what they would have to do to get the trains go through the Eel River Canyon. He said that what they would do is that they would build the tracks back up. They would slide down about 10 feet when the train would go by. They'd move the tracks back up the hill about 10 feet, regravel everything so the tracks were in place. And when a train would go by, the tracks would actually slide down the hill about 10 feet, cascading mm-hmm. a ton of gravel into the river. And they would have to do that each time a train went by. And they said it was the most expensive train in the entire line that they had to run, even back in the 50s.
And that's a really important distinction between, you know, the impacts of a trail versus the impacts of a train.
Right.
Is that the rattling that's just the impact of the train would oftentimes cause those landslides. So
right.
In addition to the 50-mile-long stretch of the Eel River Canyon that we just did a few weeks ago, I was out at the Scotia Bluffs area, which had the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we were able to hike the Scotia Bluffs section, no problem.
Right, but you don't weigh several tons.
And I think, you know, another thing about the Eel River Canyon that it just underscores the excitement that from our side of the trail is so much of the Eel River watershed, with the exception of the headwaters, is private lands. We don't have a lot of public recreation access and opportunities through the Eel River Canyon.
And that's what's so important about that right-of-way, keeping it intact.
Exactly. And so that right-of-way is really and truly, it's it's a public treasure for our area, and it gives people an it will give people an opportunity as a trail to recreate along the Eel River, to appreciate the watershed. And that's part of why Friends of the Eel River is so supportive of it, is, you know, providing that level of, you know, environmentally sound and sustainable access on a well-managed trail is really important for the communities of the Eel.
Right. It's a very low-impact way for a lot of people to see an area that most people don't get a chance to see. And it's absolutely beautiful.
Correct.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's very, very exciting that we're moving in this direction, and I think all of us are looking forward to having this trail move forward and be able to actually get out on that part. I've actually never been out there to see it. I've seen pictures. I've never floated. I've never rafted it or hiked in that area. I've seen a lot of pictures, and I'd love to get out there and check it out personally.
Well, we can get you out there on raft soon. It may be a little while before you're hiking the whole River Canyon.
Mm-hmm. Or biking.
Although, you probably saw the blog that came out 5 or 6 months ago. One of the ultra hikers from the Bay Area did hike the whole thing.
Wow.
I will send you guys a link for the blog on this. It was quite the adventure.
That sounds like a great thing to do.
He only almost got shot once.
Oh, my. I'll pass
right
on that. Thank you. Wow. Fantastic. And Carol, I know you wanted to talk about
the
trail summit that's coming up soon.
Yeah.
That's May 4th, right?
And yes. The trail summit is going to be on May 4th. And what's key about the summit is not only does it include a local trails showcase of all of our local trail projects are going on and updates and things to celebrate, but it also will include a town hall style meeting by Senator Michael McGuire focused specifically on the Great Redwood Trail. So it is a big process, and there's a lot going into it and a big vision, and it's a great opportunity to come learn more about it, ask your questions, and be a part of making this fantastic thing happen. So that's going to be on Saturday, May 4th, and the trail showcase opens up at 9:30. I really encourage everybody to get there then, and we'll have some presentations, local presentations by Hank Seaman from Public Works, and also the great Redwood Trail Town Hall, and it'll be at the Kate Buchanan Room. And on the weekend, parking's free, so no problem there. And hope that everybody can mark their calendars and come for that.
That's right. And that's on Star Wars Day. May the 4th be
it
with
is.
You.
It is. May the 4th be with you.
That's
yes.
right. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, and that's real exciting that that Senator McGuire is going to be there, because it was really his dedication and vision that really pushed this thing through the state government, SB 1029. This is one of those things that had been talked about for a long time. It seemed almost impossible for it to actually happen, but it has. It's gone from concept to signed by the governor. And it's really wonderful that he's going to be there for that.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. And there's so much to celebrate locally with the trail projects that are going on. So it'll be a combination of both celebrating our successes and looking ahead to the future and how our local regional trail system may hook up to this wonderful statewide project.
Absolutely. Well, we're definitely, things are going in the right direction with the recent funding of the completion of the Bay Trail, which will certainly be a part of this great Redwood Trail. Things are looking good. Things are looking good.
There's
talk about extending the Hikshari south to a College of the Redwoods. I don't know, folks at in Fortuna are excited about looking forward to getting hooked into this thing as well. So it's a
and
good
out
time.
Here in Manila, we're hoping to have a trail ultimately, and from Manila into Arcata. So
absolutely. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. All righty. Well, we are just about out of time, but Stephanie, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
Thanks for having me on. Friends of the Eel is super excited about the future of the Redwood Trail, and also incredibly grateful to McGuire's office for really doing a huge service to the community with this bill.
Absolutely. And as always, Carol, thank you so much for pulling all this together. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. And thank you, KHOM, for supporting Trails and getting information out to our community.
Always happy to. This conversation on Happy Trails will be podcast shortly at iTunes and KHUM.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.